And it is now with incredible pleasure, giving him a very hard act to follow, that I welcome Ken Regal, who is here representing Just Harvest. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, Larry.
Thank you for taking time to be here with us today. And I can't believe it. It's 19 years of empty bowls.
19 years of empty bowls. We're back again.
And I'm looking at these really tremendous bowls that have been made. This one signed by, looks like somebody named Thomas Benjamin, maybe?
Yes, Ben Thomas teaches art at South Park High School, and he and his students have made some of the bowls that we brought today. We've got bowls from a few other local potters, Arnold Breslow and some others. We've also, for those of you who either have or haven't been to Empty Bowls in the past, we also auction off a number of bowls, plain bowls, signed by celebrities from the local community and around the country. We've got a bowl here autographed by Pittsburgh Steeler Brett Kiesel.
Oh, great.
Which I brought with us today.
It's He's got, a good guy.
His flowery signature and his number, which is 99.
He's one of your beard buddies.
Defensive end. He's got a very impressive beard.
He may have just shaved it. I think he was going to shave it for charity.
He has done that periodically. Yeah. He's got more faith in being able to grow it back than I do, so I don't shave my beard for charity.
This bowl's really pretty. It's big. I've got my head in it. It's amazing what these bowls, first of all, they're beautiful in and of themselves, but they symbolize something. The look of an empty dish, an empty bowl, is something that some people face daily or maybe just on the last few days before a paycheck comes. And the Empty Bowls Dinner is here to try to help address that issue.
So here in the local community in Allegheny County, we've got about 160,000 people who need to rely on food stamps just to make ends meet and keep food on the table in their families. And that is both a tragedy and a testimony to how important and valuable our safety net is. This is not about charity. It's about being good neighbors and making sure that folks in our community and around the country who are in need have enough food to eat. And the work of the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and of Just Harvest, a Center for Action Against Hunger, both in providing immediate assistance and in working on the long-term issues that protect that safety net is the work that's supported by the Empty Bowls Dinner. Over the last 19 years, people who have bought a ticket to Empty Bowls, people who've donated soup, people who've donated bowls, people, celebrities who've signed bowls we can auction off, corporations that have sponsored the event, all of our supporters have raised over those 19 years about $500,000 for the fight against hunger locally. It's a remarkable thing. It's a remarkable event to be a part of, and it's coming back a week from tomorrow, Sunday, March 2nd.
And one of the things that event also has done is it gives you or has given people an opportunity to have an imprint of what it's like to be hungry. It's not a long line, but when you come to the event, you'll wait in line for a simple meal of bread and soup. And there are men and women and children who eat in that fashion on a regular basis. Now, on this particular night, unlike them, you'll be paying for that privilege with money going to Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and Just Harvest so that they can address hunger from both sides. Ken Regal and those at Just Harvest working on policies, research, and solutions to try to address the root cause of hunger in our community. And meanwhile, because those actions take time and lots of work, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, operating one of the most efficient collection and distribution mechanisms to get food out to pantries all over the region. They do remarkable work, and you will be able to learn more about both organizations there. The event is a week from tomorrow. March 2nd is the date, and again, I'll have the pleasure. I think I've hosted everyone, and I'm always excited about that. I'm trying to remember the exact hours. Do we get underway at 2?
Yes, 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the Road of Shalom Congregation in right where Oakland meets Shadyside, 5th and Moorwood Avenues.
And there will be bowls you can bid on that are autographed by Steelers and Penguins and Pirates and actors and many more. There's actually, if you go to, we've put a link to the Food Bank's website, but there's a live auction going on. Jimmy Fallon signed a bowl. What a, that's pretty neat because
it's very neat.
He just took over the Tonight Show. Yeah, that's great that you got that.
A few more people listen to his show than yours, Larry.
Probably. Give him time, though. He'll decay a little bit. No, I shouldn't. He actually seems like a pretty sweet, nice guy. You know, I hope he makes it. I did watch his debut. So when you go, you'll get one of these bowls, and actually we use one for the cat. She kind of likes to use it. We've got many over the years. One of them we have collects change, and then we roll up the change and donate it. We write a check, and but that's a good way to use it too. And when you go, as Ken said, this is a family-oriented event, first of all. There's activities for family. New this year are some outdoor activities that will be held for kids, balloon making and magic and
yeah,
such.
Yeah, we've got a magician who'll be there doing close-up magic as he strolls through the crowd. We'll have some musicians also strolling. We've got various arts and crafts kinds of things going on for the youngsters. Tickets for the event are $20. Each ticket that you buy allows you to pick out one of the nearly 1,500 bowls that will be on display for you to choose from at the event. The bowls are coming from schools and community arts centers and potters all over the area. One wonderful story about our bowl making this year. For many years, one of our most generous bowl making supporters has been Keith Herkenrother. Keith retired a number of years ago from teaching art at North Hills High School and has been making bowls on his own, donating to them to us ever since he retired. Before he retired, the school, his students were making bowls. And this year, he and the Manchester Craftsman's Guild teamed up to organize a reunion of his former students who gathered at Manchester a few weeks ago for an all-day bowl-making gathering. He had students from spanning the 70s, 80s, 90s, and zeros, the aughts, I guess, to help make bowls. They turned out hundreds, literally hundreds of bowls for us in one day. We've done other bowl-making events at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, at the Sweetwater Arts Center in Sewickley, at Carlow University, at the Union Project. It's been a wonderful outpouring of support, and and we're looking forward to having you there, and we're looking forward to having your audience there and raising money, raising awareness, raising enthusiasm for the fight against hunger and lots of good soup, too.
Yeah, and we'll tell you a little bit about the soup in a second, but one of the things, and I just can't state it enough, I love things that work on many, many levels at once, events, art, and activities that are really robust and almost deceivingly simple. When we describe what's happening here, right? You pay $20 and you pick a bowl and you wait in line, you get some bread and soup, da 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 da. But think about this for a minute. Is children and students are contributing the bowls, and they're beautiful. You would pay a lot more for a work of pottery. I mean, they're glazed. You can pick whatever you want. And some of them would make, you know, nice wedding gifts or Mother's Day gifts. They're absolutely beautiful. But these are people who might not be in a position to contribute money or any kind of volunteer labor to try to eradicate hunger. They're doing it through art and through making something. And then you end up either having a gift to give to somebody, a piece of art for yourself, maybe a functional item for yourself, or something symbolic in your home, an empty bowl that allows you to think about those who may not be having an easy go of it, as you could be at this time. Then you also get to meet lots of great people. The kinds of people that come to this event are just like you. Wonderful, wonderful people. And I've always been thrilled to see so many Saturday Light Brigade family members there when we go. And in addition to all of these things, it's not to be taken lightly. The soup is unbelievable because in addition to the bowl makers donating their art and time, you've got soup and bread from gourmet restaurants and bakeries, and you would not have such a soup smorgasbord of soups. I don't know what it is. A cacophony of soups.
A cacophony of soups. A murder of crows.
Yes.
A cacophony of soups.
An army of frogs.
An army of frogs. Yes. We will not have an army of frogs at this event, but we will have a cacophony of soups. And you're exactly right. Turning people's creativity and their goodwill into money to fight the hunger problem in this community is amazingly powerful. The ability to turn mud into a permanent reminder of people whose bowls are empty, that sits in your cabinet or it sits on your dresser or it gets passed along as a gift, whether it was made by somebody at a senior citizen center, whether it was made by somebody in elementary school, whether it was made by a professional, is an amazing way of transmitting the information and the compassion that goes into finding the real solutions to the hunger problem, to making sure that people have bowls that are full. So we've got a cacophony of soup. We've got soup from Alibaba's, from Creative Catering, from Bar Marco, from Mad Mex, from Soba 11, the Bulgarian Macedonian National Educational Cultural Center. We've got soup from the Cafe at the Frick, from CC's Cafe, from China Palace, Church Brew Works, and I'm only up to the C's. Common Plea Catering, East End Food Co-op, Eaton Park, Eat Unique, E2, Girasol, Parkhurst Dining, Highhold Restaurant, Lagoon Bistro, Mitchell's Fish Market, Omni William Penn, Piccolo Forno, Rock Bottom, Route 174, Salvatore's at Little Giant World of Catering, Six Pen Kitchen, Smallman Street Deli, Sonoma Grill, Square Cafe, Superior Motors, Tamari, Tin Front Cafe, and Woody's Little Italy. Don't quote me here, but the list may still be information. And at any particular moment during the event, we've got about six different soups all on display to choose from. We've got and which soups they are rotate through the day. We've got soup to go if you can't stay. So believe me, if you have to stand in a soup line, this is the soup line you want to stand.
Indeed. And the good news, as Ken alluded to, is the soups aren't all mixed up together. It's not like each organization has donated like a cup and then blended them all together to create this. That probably would be a murder of soup or an illness of soup. No, the soup is it's just incredible what's there. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for kids. Breadworks, probably.
Yes,
for the bread.
Yes, wonderful. Fresh bread from Breadworks.
They've always provided bread. And again, very informal, just drop in, sort of a long table style seating where you can sit next to folks and you'll meet a lot of teens and younger kids and family members. And I suspect you'll make a friend or see somebody you know. And it's all happening a week from tomorrow, the Empty Bowls Dinner. It's at Rodef Shalom Congregation, with proceeds benefiting Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and Just Harvest. And Ken
Regal's here. Baked goods, too, from the a bake sale for the event sponsored by the youth group at Rodef Shalom as well.
Oh, yes. They always they do a good job.
They do a
that.
Wonderful job.
They come by, and it's a lot of fun. It runs, again, 2 until 6, Rodef Shalom Congregation. You can get tickets in advance if you would like, or you can just get them at the door.
Yes, there are tickets on sale at the Just Harvest website or at the food bank's website, justharvest.org and pittsburghfoodbank.org. They'll also be on sale at the door, and you can also call us on the phone to order tickets as well, 412-431-8960.
We just have a couple seconds, but first, my thanks to Ken Regal. It's every time I see Ken, we talk about how we should see more of each other. We just get together to talk about all of these empty bowls. Just Harvest continues to provide tax assistance to people who might need help with taxes, and also to work on other issues of policy that help working people and folks who, frankly, are being left out of a lot of decisions. And Ken, I know that folks can get lots of information at justharvest.org for details.
Yes, visit us online at justharvest.org. Give us a call at 431-8960. Get involved. Call your legislator. Encourage your congresspeople to lift the minimum wage, make it possible for working people to earn a living and not have to be on food stamps, make it possible for people to have a strong safety net that defends them and protect our community against hunger today and tomorrow and the next day.
Thank you, Ken. And we'll look for you, and I hope we'll see you along with Ken and me and Ricky when we visit Just Harvest and Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank's Empty Bowls Dinner next week, a week from tomorrow, Sunday, Rodef Shalom Congregation in Oakland between 2 and 6. Now we have Saturday Light Brigade birthdays to pass along, starting with Nick.